Oh my god. Okay, don't freak out. This is totally normal. Yep. It's totally normal to wake up in bed with your boyfriend and his best friend. Okay, just breathe. Last night was unexpected, but also really fun. I'd honestly never pictured us having a threesome before. It's not something we'd discussed or planned on doing. It just sort of happened. I've always had a bit of a crush on your friend. Not that I'd ever have done anything about it. Last night at the bar, we did get a little close, though. I remember dancing with you both. Then you went to get drinks, and he and I were dancing. You were gone a long time. That place was packed. By the time you came back, we'd gotten a little handsy with each other. My arms draped over his shoulders, his hands hugging my lower back. It seemed innocent enough, just friends having fun, until you came back, and for some reason, I immediately felt guilty, like we'd accidentally crossed some line or something. I fully expected... Well, I'm not sure what I expected, but I didn't expect that naughty smile on your face. I didn't expect to dance between you all night, feeling both your hands on me. And I definitely didn't expect what happened once we got home. God, it was such a fun night. But what do we do now? I look over at you now, and you're stretching a little, your eyes slowly blinking open. Our friend is still sleeping like a log on the other side of you.
Good morning.
You drape one arm over me, and I snuggle in a little closer. You have a huge smile on your face, which I guess is a good sign. Morning. How did you sleep?
Good, actually. For sharing a bed with the loudest sleep talker on the planet.
Oh my god, I know, right? How did you share a dorm with him for 3 years?
I have no idea.
I look over at him, and then at you. Your expression turns a little more serious as you brush a strand of hair out of my face.
Look, about last night.
Yeah, it all kind of just happened. We should... How are you feeling about it?
Fine, actually. Which is a bit surprising to me. I thought I'd be... I don't know, jealous or something. But I'm not.
Oh, God. I'm so glad to hear you say that. Me neither. So, no regrets?
None. You?
I shake my head no and bury my face into your arm, trying to hide my giddy smile. My cheeks are flustered and I can't stop picturing it all. I kind of want to do it again. And soon. When I look back up at you, you have such a sweet little grin on your face. I'm pretty sure you were thinking about everything too, replaying it all in your head.
In fact... I'm really fucking horny right now thinking about it.
Me too. You guide me gently onto my back and prop yourself up on one elbow. Your free hand softly cups my tits through my pajama top. And slowly, you start to inch your way down to my underwear. Holy god, he's right there. He could wake up.
So what? He's free to join us when he does.
You lean in and kiss me, your warm lips gently brushing against mine as your fingers slip beneath the waistband of my thong.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.